We're taking a walk down memory lane to visit some of our favorite snacks from childhood. Join us for the jaunt and share memories of your favorite childhood snack or just what snack you're craving right now. Yes, remember those days for Chinese school kids that we would go to the 小卖部. Or the Chinese traditional corner store to pick up some of these snacks. What was it like for you, Huangshan?
My favorite? Oh, let me turn back to my childhood. My favorite one is the QQ 软糖. Wang Wang Zai Rantang. It's so juicy. It's like the similar to the gummy bear in the States or in the foreign countries. And this one has 8 flavors in total, including pineapple, blueberry, green apple, peach, and lychee. So my favorite flavor was the peach one. I think my childhood is filled with the Wang Wang company snacks. Wang Wang gongsi, like Wang Wang milk and the Wang Wang like crunchy rice ball and the Wang Wang rice crackers.
It sounds like you have a set meal for yourself.
Yeah, it's like a full meal.
Yeah, I remember those days. I used to have the Wang Zai Xiao Mantou. I don't know if they belong to the same company, actually.
Yeah, all from the Wang company.
Yeah, so these are those tiny steamed buns, and they're sort of like cookies in a way, but they're very small and cute, and certainly the things that would probably interest a child. Ryan, so what did you have when you were a kid in the States, maybe after school or during lunchtime? What did your mom pack for you?
So I'm looking at this list of stuff that maybe is considered, you know, snacks you'd get at the Xiaomaibu. Weilong Liao Chiao spicy gluten strips. So I was reading, you know, spicy gluten strips. You know, as a kid, I wasn't necessarily about the spicy stuff. I was more about the sweet, sugary diabetes stuff. So, but I thought, you know, with this list we have here of some stuff like the Weilong Liao Chiao spicy gluten strips, I would maybe bring some American alternatives. So Mexican candy is kind of similar to that. They take these kind of hard fruit-flavored candies and then they powder it with like chili. So it's hot at first. And when I first had it, I was like, whoa! But then after, it kind of melds with this sweet, fruity taste, and I really liked it. Next one, maybe a white rabbit creamy candy.
That's so popular.
I enjoy those. I've had those here. And I imagine maybe you guys have had these. They're called Tootsie Rolls.
Yes.
So Tootsie Rolls were like when teachers on a low budget wanted to reward candies, reward kids in the classroom with candy. Tootsie Roll was just this. I don't even know what it was, but it's like a chocolatey type thing rolled up like this white rabbit creamy candy. And kids loved them. But, you know, eventually it got old. I don't know. For me, though, personally, as a snack or something I pick up from a corner store, I've always really loved chips and salsa or chips and dip, like sour cream dip or queso. God, I could literally eat that till I passed out. So those kind of things. But like for lunches, you know, if my mom is going to pack a lunch, first of all, as a kid, having the best, coolest lunch was like how you became popular in like kindergarten through primary school. The kid that had what was called the Lunchables. I don't know if you guys have seen these, but basically this cardboard box of literally, it's like crackers, ham, cheese, and like a brownie or something and a drink. But for some reason, because of the box or something, it was the coolest thing to have ever. And they even started to make these little pizzas, which were awful, honestly. But because it was pizza for lunch, you know, everybody was like, oh my God, Timmy's the coolest. You know, if you just had an apple and a sandwich, nobody wanted to hang out with you.
So that's that becomes a...
I was the kid with the apple and the sandwich.
That's good for you, you know?
Healthy.
So the more junk food irresponsible parents pack for their kids, then that...
They became the coolest kids.
More popular.
Why does it work out like that?
Well, I think in Chinese, like, students' life, because we usually have the lunch in the canteen or have the rice box, meal box.
Oh, yeah.
So I think 小卖部 is a place where it made our school life more colorful.
Yeah. Maybe more like snacks because, yeah, you got that lunch already taken care of, right?
Yes. Yeah. And there were some cool kids that had the extra pocket money to buy
cool kids.
Lunch choices that's outside of the school. I remember those people were kind of cool, and I wasn't one of those people.
Oh.
And I remember the 小卖部 always becomes so crowded the minute school is over, and everybody would just flock to the 小卖部, the corner store, to buy all these snacks. And I remember my favorite, and even till today, every time when I think about it just makes me smile. 小浣熊干脆面.
Yeah.
So it's the dried instant noodles
that
you can just sprinkle the flavoring on it, and you can just eat it from the package. And the brand is so cute. It's called, well, this is a direct translation, Little Raccoon. And the raccoon's really
little,
like,
raccoon?
Cute. Fat.
Chubby,
cute with the black eye bags. Oh, that's no good. But it was very cute, and all of us had to have that. And some of the guys would even collect these stickers or the
cards.
Inside
the
package. And that became one of the ways to make you popular, and you trade with each other. That was social life for a kid.
You know, moving forward is when I started to have my heavy experience with these dry instant noodles. We call it ramen in the States. And the thing is, ramen's often eaten by poor college kids, you know, because, like, it's cheap, it fills you up and all this different stuff. And I was living in the dorm my first year, and I remember this one guy was like, you know, we'd get ramen all the time for, like, a late-night snack if the cafeteria was closed. And so I forget the process, but basically you could even make this hot kind of, it turned into a tube of ramen by rolling it up in a towel and doing something. I don't remember the process, but the guy's like, yeah, my cousin's friend's brother said he learned about this in prison. And I was like, whoa. But anyways, you know, like, when the cafeteria is closed and you're in college and you don't have a lot of money to throw on buying a pizza or something like that, things like ramen are an easy option to go for, and that's when I got my experience to it. So my hat is off to ramen. I can understand why you guys would pick that up. Delicious.
Quick question for you, Ryan. So
yes.
The ramen, don't you need to pour hot water in it?
Listen, the process, I don't even remember, but I do remember. Okay, because, you know, my memory is pretty bad. In college, this was freshman year a long time ago, but I remember when he first showed me, I was like, dude, it was so cool. Anyway, you know, it wasn't the best tasting
thing.
Have
you tried it?
Yeah, of course. I was making it every day freshman year.
Wow.
Well, like every night when, you know, you get hungry and stuff. It wasn't the best thing I could have asked for, of course. You know, a cheesy pizza with pepperoni. Oh, yeah. Yes, please. But, you know, you don't always have that option when you're a college kid.
You don't. And you don't always have that option when you're a little kid
that
can only afford and only want to eat the dried instant noodles.
For
and it's kind of hard sometimes to eat, but we love the flavoring. We love the little raccoon.
And it fills you up.
It does. And it was what all the other kids were doing, so you didn't really want to be left out that way.
Yeah.
And then, well, I guess we need to take a pause on all of this trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
So when did all this stop? And today, if you eat the same snack, would you still enjoy it?
No, probably definitely not. I don't even touch any of this stuff anymore. But, you know, I think after freshman year of college, you get what is called the freshman 15, whereas you just start putting on weight because of diets like this. But that's probably when I started to stop, is when I realized I was getting a bit older and had to be a little more health conscious.
Also, remember the snacks you take in, you need hours of gym time to burn
it
down.
Just
and
not worth
so when you think about this, I think you lose the appetite to have any more snacks.
Yeah.
I remnants with the old days when we didn't know what's in what the food content is, and it was all a lot easier. And when you grow up, I guess you don't have mom and dad watching over your shoulder and shouting at you, don't eat that, it's so unhealthy. It kind of, the fun just wanes. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye bye, everybody.